Okay, let's go a little bit back to Mem Gimel Beis, the fifth to last line, Amr Rebavo. So Amr Rebavo, Amr Rebbi Yechanan, Rebavo says in the name of Rebbi Yechanan, Kali Surin Shabbat Torah, all the Yisurim in the Torah ain't hetter mitzdarf to the Yisur. We don't have that the hetter should be mitzdarf to the Yisur to complete the shir. Meaning, if you, for example, let's say chaylev, if he eats only a chatzi zayis of chaylev, and together with the chatzi zayis of chaylev, he eats a chatzi zayis of bread, he would not be chayiv. It has to be a full shir of the Yisur by itself. Chutz mi'israri nazir, with the exception of the Yisurim of nazir, that over there, even if he has a half his eyes of grapes and a half his eyes of bread, he would be chayiv. How do you know that? Sharei Amra Torah, because the Torah says, Mishras. And the way, we'll discuss this a little bit more in today's daf, but the way Rabbi Yochanan understands that Mishras is coming to say that when he soaks the bread in wine, he can't, we are mitzaref, the shear of the bread to the shear of the wine. And if in total he has a kezayis, he would be chayiv. Uziri Amar, Ziri adds, Af Sa'ar Bal Taktiru. In addition to Nazir, there's also the lav of Sa'ar Bal Taktiru, of burning chametz on the Mizbeach. Over there as well, if he burns a half a shear of chametz together with a half a shear of matzah, he'd be chayiv, because in total he burnt. There was a shear of Akhtara, and part of that shear was Be'isr. So Rashi explains that Ziri understands the Brisa we said before a little bit differently than we understood it. We understood until now that when we said Sarabat Taktiru, we said Ein Li'ela Kulei Miktsasim Minayim, means you burn a whole shear, and the Ribui of Kol says even if you burn part of a shear by itself. Ziri doesn't understand that way. You can't burn a part of a shear by itself, because then it's less than a shear. Rather, it means, miktsasa means you're burning a whole shear, but only part of it is comprised from the iser. The rest of it is being completed, is being filled up with the heter, and that's where the Torah says you're chayiv. So we see that heter mitzdarf le iser. Says the Gemara, Kiman, Ziri, who adds Sarabat Yachtiru, who's that going like? Reb Eliezer, the Darish Kol. He must be going like Reb Eliezer, who Darshan's Kol. Because if you don't hold like Reb Eliezer and you don't Darshan Kol, you don't say that there's a ribui of Mikzase and Eruva by Sarabat Yachtiru, by the Isra of Burning Star. If that's the case, Ihachi, if so, track the Gemara, Lini Chametz V'Pesach Nami Ein. So the same Reb Eliezer who darshan's call by Sarabat Taktiru, he should also darshan call by chametz, and therefore he should be marbet taruvas chametz, and taruvas chametz is also heter mitzdarf l'iser, because like we're going to see in the Gemara as we're going, the definition of taruvas chametz is going to be that you don't have a kezayis b'chidei achilas pras of it. That's why it's not chametz gamer. There's not a within the amount of a achilas pras, which is according to Rashi the volume of four eggs, you don't have a kezayis of chametz, or you're not going to be able to eat a kezayis of chametz. So if that's the case, how could you be chayiv for chametz aruvis? Akarka the Torah means to say that you're chayiv by eating even a kezayis of the mixture, because heter is mitzdarf l'iser. So for the Gemara Mamonashach, according to Ziri, that adds in Sarabat Taktiru must be he's learning like Reb Eliezer. If he's learning like Reb Eliezer, the same way you add in Sarabat Taktiru, you should have to add in Taruvas Chametz. So says the Gemara and the Chanami, you're right. Taruvas Chametz is also Heter Mitzdarf L'Iser. So why did he focus on Sarabat Taktiru? Why did he single that one out? Lafuke Midabai, because he wanted to exclude from the opinion of Abai, who said a whole different pshat in the brisa that says by Sarabat Taktiru Ein Li'ela Kulei Miktsase Minayin, the Amr Geish Haktara L'Pachas Mikazayas, because Abayi learns the way that we originally typed the brisa, Ein Li'ela Kulei means I would only know if you burn a whole kezayis of chametz on the Bekir Chayiv, Miktsase if you burn a half a kezayis by itself, Minayin how do you know your Chayiv, Tamalei Mekal. So according to that pshat of Abaye, the kamashma lon of the pasuk is that there is no shear for Akhtar, that you're chayiv even if you burn a half a shear. So according to Abaye, it's not heter mitzdarf l'iser. It's because even without the heter, the iser doesn't have a shear. Because Abai says the reason why you're chayiv is yesh achtara pachas mikazayis, that the shear of achtara is even less than a gazayis. So if that's the case, there is no hetem mitzvah for this. There kamash malon. So that's why Ziri said no. That's not pshat. Pshat is achtara lav pachas mikazayis, really less than a gazayis is not called achtara, and therefore if you would just burn a half a zayis of chametz by itself, you would take a napi chayiv. And only if you burn a half a zayis of chametz with a half a zayis of matzah, so you have an entire kazayis, there it's considered akhtara, and the reason why your chayiv is because of the heter mitzvah of leiser. And together, between the heter and the leiser, you talk have a shira of akhtara. Yosef Rabdimi. Rabdimi was sitting, the kamala Allah Shmaitz, and was saying over this machoik is this sugya. Rabdimi, you're going to tell me that everywhere else, besides these cases, you don't say hetem mitzvah v'leiser? Rotanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says hamikpah shel truma. If you have a mikpah that's truma, so a mikpah is some type of thick cooked thing like a porridge or a farina. V'hashum v'hashemen shel chulin, and inside of it, the garlic and the oil that's in there is chulin. So the ikur is the mikpah, and the rest, the spices that are chulin, are bottled to the mikpah, and therefore the whole mixture is truma. V'naga tful yayim mikzasay. So if a tful yayim touches part of the mixture, a tful yayim who he's a sheni, like a sheni, and therefore he can make truma shlishi and make a pasul. So over here, that it's all that the whole the ikra of the mixture is truma. So the whole mixture is considered one big mixture of truma, and the pasul is kulam. The entire mixture is now tame, is now pasul. However, the opposite. Let's say hamikpa shel chulin. Let's say the mikpah was chulin, vashuma shemen shel truma, and only the spices, the garlic and the oil, were made out of truma. So then, you can't say that the mixture is one big mixture of truma, because adrabah, the ikar of the mixture is chulin. Only the individual spices will be truma. If that's the case, naga tul yamim mixasi, if a tul yamim touches part of it, one of the pieces of shum, or one of the pockets of shemen, lepasal elamachim magoi, bilvad, the only thing that becomes pasal is that part that he touched, and the rest will be tar. We asked about that Mishnah. Why are we saying that even the makam that he touched should be pasul? If roiv of the mixture is the mikbah, so let the spices of truma become batal to the mikbah, and it should be as if it's non-existent. If it's non-existent, chulin doesn't become pasul from a tful yayim, only truma does. So why does it become pasul at all, even the part that he touched? So Rabbi Bar Chana says, Matam, what's the reason that it becomes possible that and we don't say it's bottle? Because since Legabi Isser Veheter, it's not bottle. Because if a Zar would eat this mixture, he would get Malchus for eating Kizayas of Chuma. Therefore, who has in Legabi Tumma? You can't say that the Chuma is non existent. The Chuma is there, it's not bottle. And therefore, even though the whole mixture is not considered one big mixture of truma because the ikar is the hulin, but it's at least not bottle that when you touch the part that's truma itself, that it itself should become tameh.
If the zar eats a kizayis of the shum,
we're going to see in a second, right? So hey, chidami, what's the case? Lam shum behetem itself lister. So the Gemara is assuming as of now, what does it mean that a zar would be chayv if he eats a kizayis? If he eats a kizayis of the mixture in general. So why is he chayiv? Only part of that mixture is chulin, is shuma, must be because hetem mitzaraf leiser. So since if there's a klal of hetem mitzaraf leiser, that klal itself says that it can't be batal because any kizayis of the mixture would be chayiv because hetem mitzaraf leiser. It's partially hetem, partially iser. It would be star. So that by definition says there's no bitul. The same way there's no bitul legabi isurim. So who adin? There's no bitul legabi tumah. So what do we see? That even Lagavi Truma, we say Hetem Mitzvah Lister. So why are you telling me it's limited Dafka to these Yisurim, Dafka to Nazir and Chametz and Sarabal Taktiru? So the Gemara, that's not Pshat in the Brisa. My Kizayis, what does it mean that a Zar is like on this mixture if he eats a Kizayis? It means to say, it means he has to eat a Kizayis of Shum. as long as there's a kezayis hashum b'chidei achilas pras of the mixture. So again, a pras according to Rashi is 8 bayim, according to others it's 6 bayim, but let's go with Rashi that it's 8 bayim. So within every 8 bayim of this mixture, there's at least the kezayis of chametz. So collectively, by eating 8 bayim of this mixture, you're going to have at least the kezayis of chametz, and that's why it's not potel, because you ate a kezayis of the shum, of the truma, b'chidei achilas pras. But enechenami, if you ate less than 8 bayim, or whatever amount that you have to eat based on the proportion of the mixture, and therefore you don't have a kezayis of the iser by itself, you only have a kezayis of the iser together with the heter, you don't say heter mitzvah this, and itaka wouldn't get malchus. So on that he asked him, kezayis b'chidei achilas pras deraisa. That means to say, you're saying that a kezayis b'chidei achilas pras is deraisa, because you're saying the reason why it's not bottle is because you get malchus on eating this mixture because you have a kezayis b'chidei achilas pras. That means that a mixture that's mixed in really midaraisa should be bottle, but nonetheless, since you have a ratio of kezayis b'chidei achilas pras, it doesn't become bottle. So amalein, yes, that's the halacha. So ihachi. So he asked him, if that's the case, am I pligi rabbanon leidr b'yazer b'kuta chabavli? So coming back to Taruvas Chometz, why do the rabbanon disagree with Rabbi Yezer on kuta chabavli? And they said there's no malchus for eating it. The way kuta chabavli is comprised, they knew that there was at least the kezayis b'chidei achilas pras of Chometz, and nonetheless, we're saying that there's no malchus on it. So he asked them back, Elamai Mishum the Hetem itself Lisa. So what then are you going to say? You're going to say that Pshat is, you're right, Ksayas Mechiles Pasas Derabonon. And the reason why you're Chayiv, the reason why it's not bottled by the Mikbah is because you have Hetem itself Lisa. So if that's the case, Slave Slave, at the end of the day, Amai Pligar Rabbanon Leidra Blyazer Bekuta Chabadli. What do you gain by doing that? You have the same Kasha. If there's Hetem itself Lisa, so then the same problem. When you have a little bit of crumbs of Chametz mixed into this Kutach, if you say Hetem and Sarif Lisser, so the pieces are not bottle, Adarab, they combine to the Isser, and again, there should be Malchus on it. So why did Rabbanan say that there's no Malchus on Kuta Chabavli? Mimonashach, this Kasha is a Kasha. Ella, what must you say? Hanach Kuta Chabavli, leave Kuta Chabavli alone, meaning that's different to Las Be Kazayas Bechdias Kapras. Because even though proportionally there is a ratio that is Kazayas Bechdias Achidas Pras, but practically speaking, one will never eat a kezayis b'chidei achilas pras of it. Why? Because if you eat it straight, the kasar v'achale, because like a person swallows the dip alone and eats it, batodaita yitzokalodim, that's not a normal way of eating. So over there would be batodaita yitzokalodim, he wouldn't be chai for eating it in such a manner. V'i mishter kashato, in Elamai he uses that as a dip and he dips food into there, v'achale, the achol, let's make kezayis b'chidei achilas pras. Then he'll never come to a kezayis b'chidei achilas pras, because in addition to the dip, you have the thing that he's dipping in, and he'll never be able to eat enough of it fast enough to get a kezayis b'chidei achilas pras. So therefore, practically, since there's no way to be chayiv on this mixture because of a kezayis b'chidei achilas pras, therefore the chametz midaraisa becomes bottle according to the shita of the rabbanon into the mixture, and that's why they say taruvas chametz doesn't have a chiyuv. Eisvei. So on that he asks, the Mishnah says, Shtei Kederis, if a person has two pots, Akashok Chulun v'Akashok Shuma, one pot has Chulun in it, the other pot has Shuma in it. Lifnei, and in front of them, Shtei Maduchis, there's two grinders that have spices, Akashok Chulun, one has Chulun spices, v'Akashok Shuma, and one of them has Shuma spices. V'Navo Elu Tech Elu, and one spoon of spices fell into one of the pots, and the other spoon fell into the other one of the pots. So you don't know, did it fall the right way, chuma to chuma, chulun to chulun, and then everything's okay. Or maybe the opposite way, the chuma spices fell into the chulun pot, and made the chulun pot aser, and the chulun spices fell into the chuma pot. So we say mutar, we could assume that the pots are both mutar, because you could say, chuma say chuma nafla, the chulun say chulun nafla. You could just assume that the chuma fell into the chuma and the chulun fell into the chulun. Now, obviously, this is a kula. What gives you the right to assume that? So, bishlam, if it's a dindarabbanon, midaraisa has bittul anyway, and it's only midarabbanon then it's not batel. So midrabbanan, we have a right to say sabat rabbanan lekula, and we have a right to assume that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. However, v'yamet kizayis b'chei achilas pras deraisa. But if you're going to say that kizayis b'chei achilas pras is not batel midaraisa, so amay amin shani aimer. So what gives you a right to say that truma l'say truma and chulin l'say chulin? It's a suffix deraisa over here. Midaraisa, it might not have bittul, and there's a 50-50 chance that the truma fell into the chulin, and therefore the chulin pat should be yaster. Amalei, so he answered him, hanach l'truma tavlin derabanan. Leave alone truma's tavlin, because truma's tavlin is derabanan by nature. Because midaraisa, the only things that are chayav truma are dog and tibur shviyitzer, grain, wine, and oil. Anything else, all other produce, is only chayav truma midrabanan. So since it's anyway derabanan, not because of the chayav b'derechias pas, but rather because the produce is only chayav in truma midrabanan, therefore you have a right to be mekel. Yes, right, yeah, right. Meaning, also you're saying there's two ramifications of chayav b'derechias pas. Normally we think of chayav b'derechias pas, you eat a crumb at a time, yeah, and it's a time frame. But as a byproduct of that is in a mixture alone, it's also, even though midaraisa really most things are about to arrive. But nonetheless, if you have a mixture that by eating the mixture straight, you'll get a kezayis within the right time frame, so therefore you would it's not batel, and you would have to be chayav for eating such a mixture.
You
would have to eat the whole thing, because otherwise you don't know that you ate a kezayis. If you have a pras,
you eat the whole thing,
if you as long, yes, if it's a pras or less, that means it has to be dafka one. Up the maximum of one zayis into four bayim. If it's one zayis into five bayim, then you'll never get a zayis b'deichas pras. But if it's a zayis into four bayim, as long as you eat it straight without taking a break, you'll be chayiv. If it's a zayis into two bayim, so you could take a little bit of a break, but much less of a break than if you're eating a regular zayis.
And that's the chumrah of these things, that even though you're not eating it, meaning even though it's in a mixture, you're still
chayiv. Right. Since the proportion is a kezayis b'chayachiyas pras.
But this is not sued. There's not
mitzarah. Right. This is we're saying this as opposed to hatam mitzarah fleser. We're saying over here by truma there is no hatam mitzarah fleser. If there would be hatam mitzarah fleser, all you need is to eat one kezayis. Over here, because it's kezayis b'chayachiyas pras, you would have to eat enough of the mixture to guarantee that you ate a kezayis of the iser.
There's three levels. Right.
Yes, exactly. Eisvei shnei kupois. If you have two boxes of grain, so until now we were speaking about spices. Spices, we just got finished saying only derabanan, but now you have two boxes of grain. Echashol chulin, one is chulin grain. Echashol truma, the other one is truma grain. Same scenario. With neim beisayim, and in front of them was two saw of grain, two files. Each one was chulin grain, v'achas or truma. V'nafu elu techelu, one of the piles fell into one of the boxes, the other one fell into the other one. Again, the same halacha mutarim. We say that they're both boxes are mutar. Shani yoyim, because I could say chulin like chulin naflu, v'truma like truma naflu. The chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the chulin. V'i amri. But if you're going to say kizayis b'chdei achilas pras deraisa, that a kizayis b'chdei achilas pras is also midaraisa. So why over here could you be mekel? Again, over here it's a suffix deraisa. It's grain, which is chayav and truma deraisa, and we're assuming if a saw of grain fell into a bach, by proportionally, there should be at least a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. So how can we say it's batel? How can we say it's only a suffix derabanan? Midaraisa, it should not be batel, because midaraisa you have a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras over here. So Amalei, so he answered him, Hanukh Chumim Bizmanazed Rabbanon. This case, this Mishnah that says Shtei Kupois, is talking about Bizmanazed after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the way we hold that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was batel. Chumim Maizer's Bizmanazed is therefore only Midrabbanon. Midrabbanon, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was batel. If that's the case, again, it's a Savik Rabbanon, that's why we have a right to be Mekel. But Enechanami, if it would be a Shail of a Deraisa, we wouldn't be Mekel because of Kazayas Bechleyas Pras is Midrabbanon. Frank the Gemara. V'hai mishra as lahoch Yehuda asa. So the way we're coming out l'maskana, by all the Yisurim of the Torah, you don't say hatha mitzvah of l'isser. You would only be chayiv if you have at least a ratio of kezayis v'chlei achilas pas. But if the mixture is anything, if there's more of a proportion of heter versus iser than a kezayis v'chlei achilas pas, then a midaraisa would be baton, it would be motor. However, there's three exceptions to that, one of them being nozer, that we say hetem mitzvah of lisser. So over there, even eating one kezayis of it is already chayav because you say hetem mitzvah of lisser. Fracting Gemara is that so v'hai mishras lochiud, also the mishras that's written in the parsha of nozer is coming to say that by nozer you say hetem mitzvah of lisser. Haimibayli, don't you need it l'chedetanya? For this brisa, the brisa says mishras, and the fact that the Torah says mishras by nozer, litein tam ke'ikr, is to tell us the halach of tam ke'ikr. If you have one thing that gives the tam into something else, so even though you're not eating the mamish of the thing, you're only eating the tam, nonetheless, it's chayv as if you ate the iser itself. And therefore, shim shara anavim b'mayim, if a person soaked grapes in water, v'eshbam tam yayin, and now because it's soaked there, the grapes gave tam into the water, and the water now tastes like yayin, like wine. Chayiv is chayiv. So even though there's no, he didn't eat the grapes itself, he only ate the water, but since he ate a tam of the grapes, that's already enough to be chayiv. And the Baisa continues, mikanat adon l'chalat harakula. From here, we learn to chalat harakula, once the Torah told us mishras, that tells us tam ke'ikr, by nazir, we'll say that just like by nazir, there's called tam ke'ikr, so too everywhere else there's tam ke'ikr. So before we go any further, just to explain the difference between tam ke'ikr and heter mitzaref l'iser, tam ke'ikr is you have to have a kezayis of tam, means so if. For example, let's go back to the case of nazir that he soaked his bread in wine. So if the tam of the wine spread out through a kezayis of the bread, so then you're chayiv because you ate a kezayis that has the tam of wine. Whereas if you hold hetem mitzvah of iser, even if the tam of the wine only was absorbed by a half a zayis of bread, and the other half of zayis of bread is dry, once you eat the whole zayis, you'd be chayiv because of hetem mitzvah of iser.
So the word tam doesn't mean anything other than a
tzir? It's not a tzir. You're eating the tam of the wine, it's like you're eating the wine. So as much as the bread is, has the taste of the wine, it's as if you're eating the wine. I'm just explaining that they're different.
The
Gemara
is saying
and chami.
It doesn't have to be spread.
Correct. I'm just explaining the Gemara's question. The Gemara is saying we need it for this and not that. Obviously, it's two separate things. Right. Tam is chayv because wherever the tam is, we look at it as that part is the iser itself. Whereas heter mitzvah of iser, even if the heter is separate from the iser, only half of the bread is soaked, absorbed with wine, the other half of the bread is plain, nonetheless, you're mitzvah of the heter to the iser. But bottom line, once we need it for tam ke'ikr, it's not extra and therefore cannot be used for heter mitzvah of iser. Now the Baisa continues, the Baisa says once we learn from Mishras Tam Ke'ikr by Nazir, so we'll learn from there to call out Arakulo that Tam Ke'ikr is a problem. What's the limud? Says the Baisa, Uman Nazir, She'eni Suri Isser Oilam. Nazir has three kulos. Number one, it's not a permanent Isser. When a person says on himself, Harini Nazir, there's a limited amount of time that he's a Nazir. Stam Nazir is for 30 days. If he specifies a different amount of time, it's a different amount of time. But either way, it's not a permanent thing. It's only a temporary thing for a certain amount of time. Ve'eni Suri Isser Ano. And a Nazir, like we had in the previous parak, there's no Isser for him to have Ano from wine. He's just not allowed to eat the wine or drink the wine. Ve'yeshat al-Isurai, and thirdly, there's a heter to the iser, meaning a nazir is like any other nether. He can go to a chacham, be matan nether, and then his naziris comes off. So even within the time that he's a nazir, within the 30 days that he's a nazir, he could be matan the iser by being shayel on his nether. So a nazir, naziris has all these kulas, and nonetheless, also by tam ke'ikr, still the Torah was machmer by him and said tam ke iker, so kelayim, let's say somebody takes food that was kelayim, it grew kelayim in a vineyard or in a field, sheisurius or oilam, which kelayim, once something grew with kelayim, it's also forever, there's no way to be matter it. The issue doesn't go off after a certain amount of time. V'isurei yisra'ana, and kalayim is also ba'ana. V'ein etel v'isurei, and there's no way to take that issue off. And it didn't she'yas the tam ke'ikr. So since it's more chamer, for sure, by kalayim, we should say tam ke'ikr, that if someone cooks, let's say, produce of kalayim together with something else, and the tam of those produce go into that other food, that the other food will be also, because it has the tam of kalayim in it. And who adin arlo, you would be able to learn out of nazar not with all three of the chumras that we just mentioned, but at least two of the three. So the Gemara is very unclear; it doesn't say which two it has and which one it doesn't have. The way Rashi understands, the iser arlo is not forever because it's only for the first 3 years of the tree. After 3 years, the iser arlo will come off, but during the 3 years that it's also ain hetel isura, there's no way to be mata those fruit, and it's an isra na. So over there, like kol shekain, that we should say by it tam keiker. Says the Gemara, you're right. We have a problem. You're telling me that mishras is for hetel mitzav isra. Over here, we see that a brisa that says mishras is for tam keiker. Taretz is homani rabbonani. This price is the opinion of the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon Taka used Mishras to teach us Tam Ki Iker. Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Mishras comes for Hatam Mitzav Lisa, Tam Ki Rabbi Kiva, holds like Rabbi Kiva, which we'll soon explain, that Rabbi Kiva has a different source for Tam Ki Iker, so he doesn't need Mishras to teach us Tam Ki Iker, and therefore it's extra to teach us Hatam Mitzav Lisa. Hey Rabbi Kiva, so which Rabbi Kiva are we referring to? Ilema Rabbi Kiva de Masnisin. Maybe it means Rabbi Kiva of this Mishnah, the Tanan. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Nazar Shashar Pita B'yayin, a Nazar that takes a piece of bread and soaks it up with wine, he dips it into wine that absorbs the wine. V'yesh Bek Litzar of Kedei Kezayis Chayiv, and you could collectively, you have a Kezayis, then he's Chayiv. So we're assuming now that what does it mean, Yesh Bek Litzar of Kedei Kezayis, you could be Mitzar of up to a Kezayis. We're assuming that we mean that you have a half a zayis or a part of a zayis of wine, and you're being mitzaref the bread to it to have a full kezayis total between the wine and the bread. And on that says Rabbi Kiva Yerchayev. So we see that Rabbi Kiva obviously holds by nazar that you do say at the mitzaref lezer. On that says the Gemara Mimai, what's your raya? Mimai the pasdim miyayin. Who says that litzaref means that you're being mitzaref the bread plus the wine to have a kezayis? Dumi miyayin lechudei. Maybe it means the wine by itself. Now Rashi explains, why do you need a tzira from the wine itself? Because since the wine is not sitting there, it's not be'en, it's absorbed into the bread, so you have some here, some there, so you have to collect enough pieces of bread to get a kezayis of wine. But enechanami, you would only be chayiv once you have a kezayis of wine. We don't see from over here necessarily that you say hatam mitzaref leiser.
That would be a chiddush.
Oh, so v'chi tema, maybe you're going to tell me, so if that's the case, you have a kezayis of the wine by itself, so what would be the chiddush? You would have a havamina that maybe the teru is only said even the kezayis of the wine, the teru only said when it's sitting there, but and when it's sitting there by itself, he'd be chayiv, but once it's mixed into the other things, it would be batal in the mixture, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv. Kamash malon, that even though it's mixed into other things, nonetheless, once he eats a kezayis of wine, he'd be chayiv. But who said that you take it a step further to say even hetter mitzaref leiser? Ella must be Rabbi Kiva the Braisa. It's Rabbi Kiva of the Braisa, because the Braisa, Kedarko of the Braisa, explains more than the Mishnah. And the Braisa speaks out beferish, the Tanya, Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Nazar Shashara Pita Beyayin, the same case, another soaks his bread with wine, so therefore the wine bread absorbs the wine. The achol kezayis mi pasu miyayin, and you eat a kezayis collectively between the bread and the wine. So over here it says beferish, you ate a kezayis not from wine, but rather collectively between the bread and the wine, chayiv. So we see that Rabbi Kiva Shita is that by a nazar at least you do say hetter mitzaref leiser. So Rabbi Yochanan, who said that Mishras by Nazir is Hetter Mitzavlis, if that's the sheet of Rekiva, because if Rekiva says Hetter Mitzavlis by Nazir, must be he knows it from Mishras. And the other Brisa that says that Mishras is used for Tam Ke'ikr, that must be the sheet of the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Kiva. They hold that in this case he would Takabi Potter, there's no Hetter Mitzavlis by Nazir, and instead they use it for Tam Ke'ikr, and that's good for why. It's not actually the teacher's Hetter Mitzavlis. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Tam Ke'ikr Minale. So according to Rabbi Kiva, that Mishras is not the source of Tam Ke'ikr. So how does he know Bechlav that there is such a thing as Tam Ke'ikr? Says the Gemara, Yalav mi basa b'chalav. He'll learn it out of basa b'chalav. Lav time ba'amu, because every basa b'chalav, what's the problem? The answer is that the basa gave time to the chalav, and the chalav gave time to the basa. The aser, and we see it's aser. So obviously the Torah is makbid on dam. So hachanam milayishna. So who then and all other Yisroel will learn from basa v'chalav that just like by basa v'chalav we see that tam is aser. So who then by all other Yisroel, if an iser gives tam into heter, the heter becomes aser. V'rabbanan. So the rabbanan who say that the source, the mekar of tam keikir is mishras, is nazir. Why don't they learn from basa v'chalav? Teretz is me basa v'chalav legamini. You can't learn out of basa v'chalav to kala terakula. The chiddushu. Because the whole parish of Basa V'chalav is a chiddush, and since it's a chiddush, we would say dafka over there, which is a chiddush, which is chomer anyway. So just like it has other chomeres, it has the chomer of tam ke'ikr. But maybe everywhere else, which is not as chomer, they don't have the chomer of tam ke'ikr. My chiddush? What's the chiddush of Basa V'chalav? Ilema, if you're going to tell me that the chiddush is the Ha'iluchudei. V'haylochudei shari, that the meat by itself is 100% mutter. The milk by itself is 100% mutter. U'v'hadi adadi aser. And together, you take the two things and you mix them together, all of a sudden, a heter becomes aser. Maybe that's the chiddush of basa v'chalav. That's not such a chiddush. Kalayim nami. The same, you have the same situation by kalayim. Ha'ilochudei, v'haylochudei. You take the wheat by itself. You take the grapes by themselves. Shari, they're mutter. And if you plant them next to each other, you plant them together, aser. So that concept is not strange. That we find that in other places as well. That it's possible to take two ingredients, each one by themselves are 100% okay, and when you mix them together, they become problematic. So Eller, rather, what's the chiddush of basa v'chalav? The chiddush is the itaru lekuli yuma. If you take a piece of meat and you soak it for an entire day in milk, shari mida raisa, it's mutter. Because the only way to have basa v'chalav midaraisa is if you cook them together. And like the Pasuk says before, it's vasha v'diba chalei v'may. It's only also derech bishul. Midarabanan, they said that any way you mix it, we're going there because you might come to do bishul. But on a deraisa level, it's only aser if you cook it together. So if you soak it an entire day, it's mutter. Nonetheless, bashalei, when you cook it, bashalei bishulei, when you cook it together, aser, it becomes aser. So, since it's a chiddush, the whole way that the iser is made, that if you have the tam of the basar and the chalav, or the chalav and the basar, not all day cooking, it's not a problem, and dafka all day cooking, it's aser. So who are then maybe it has this other thing that's different than kala tarakula, which is tam keker. Right over here, it's interesting. It's a kula.
So why would we say that tam should be limited?
But the Gemara is basically saying now it has nothing to do with kulas and chumras. The whole parameter, the fact that it's also because of the taich of the iser is tam, like we said before. So forget about kula or chumra. The fact this iser behaves like all different isurim.
The fact that you can soak it all day means tam should be irrelevant.
Right, but when you cook it, it's also a tam type of iser. So since this iser acts differently than all other isurim,
why? Well, what's the source of tam?
Because when you cook it together, what do you have? All you have is the tam. Right, but so the tam is only also there are visual, but the whole concept of the iser is a tam type of iser.
We assume that's the plain meaning of the pasuk. Is it that?
It's also because of tam, and in this new iser of tam, the Torah said. Because there's a cause of it, it's only also when the time came out of the Vishal and not when it came out of the Sukkot.
But
that's the Mitzvah of Basa V'chalav. When you cook the.
There's no Mitzvah until we understand what the Basa
says. When you cook.
We're defining the Basa.
Yeah. When you cook Basa in milk, what are you going to have at the end of the day? You're going to have the time of the milk in the Basa.
You're going to have milk absorbed in the meat.
Okay, so. In the sugya of Tam Ki'ikr, this is the Rishonim in Chulin, and the Rishonim, I think, in this sugya pretty much speak out the same thing. In Tam Ki'ikr, there's two cases of Tam. The classic case of Tam is you take two salads and you cook it, so the invisible, so to say, taste of one of them goes into the other one. If you take, let's say, a salad and you take meat of Isser and you mix it with meat of Heter, that's not Tam Ki'ikr, that's Ikr and Ikr. Right? Liquids has a different measuring stick. Because liquids, when the liquid gets absorbed into the solid, you don't see the liquid anymore, it's gone. So the Rishonim say that's only lahalacha called Tam Ki'ikr. If there would not be a chiddush in the Torah called Tam Ki'ikr, because the liquid got absorbed by the salad and you don't see it anymore, it would be bata. It would not be called mamasha.
And by two salads, you don't see what got absorbed either.
Right. So that's why that's pasha that it's Tam Ki'ikr. But you would think that a liquid that gets absorbed in a salad, that means you have the mamasha of the liquid there. You have the milk is in the meat. You just don't see it. It's just absorbed inside. That's what the Rishonim all speak out. That's called Tam Ki'ikr
Mamasha. And we're assuming Tam Ki'ikr only applies to Basar Bechalav and no other issue right now.
Well, as of now, that it's a chiddush, you can't learn from Basar Bechalav. If your source wants to be Basar Bechalav, you wouldn't be able to learn from Basar Bechalav to anywhere else. Right, so since the whole, we're not normally pirkas are like that kulas and chumras, right? You want to learn a kula out of something that's anyways kuladik, or you want to learn a chumra out of something else that's chumra, you can't do it because maybe this kula caused the other kula, or this chumra caused the other chumra. Over here we're just right. Over here we're just saying it's a chiddush. The whole way it acts is different than everything else, so you can't compare it to anything else.
Because this is so cool that...
Yeah, but I think the way the Rishonim explained it, it's so different than everything else, you just can't compare it to everything else. It's a whole different parasha.
Who says it's different? I mean, who says we don't have Tam Ki'ikr by everything?
If this is our source, you have no right to learn from here, because this Isser by itself is a Chiddush, the way it works. So again, Basar Bechalav Chiddushu is a Chiddush, and therefore... you can't learn from there. So, fracting more, if that's the case of Bekiva Nami, so with Bekiva, we said that Mishras is extra to teach us Hatam and Stav Lisser, because he learns Tam Ki'ikr from Basar Bechalav. How could he learn from Basar Bechalav? Basar Bechalav is a Chiddush. Bekiva Nami, Basar Bechalav, Vali Chiddushu. Basar Bechalav is a Chiddush. How could he learn from there? Ella says the Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Kiva does not learn from Basar Bechalav. Rather, Yalav Megiul Ule Nachrim. He learns from Ki'ule Nachrim. What are Ki'ule Nachrim? When Kaiser went to the Mechama against Midian, so after they took back all the spoils from the booty from the war, so that's where the Torah gave the parsha of Kasher and Kalim. All the Kalim that you got from a guy, you have to kasher. Why do you have to kasher them? Because otherwise the blias that were absorbed inside the pots when you cook will literally get spit out by the walls of the pot, and they'll get absorbed into the food, and that tam will ask for the food. Therefore, that's why you have to kasher the pot. So now, what's going in and out? Only tam, and nonetheless the Torah had a problem with the tam. So it must be Tam Ki'ikr. Obviously tam is an issue. So, Guli Nachrim, Lav Tam Abamu, who isn't Guli Nachrim only the taste of the tray for food that the Goyim cooked in the pots, and nonetheless, Va'asr, Hachanam Leishna, so who in the rest of the Torah? We know Tam Ki'ikr, Rabbanon, so why don't the Rabbanon learn from Guli Nachrim? Teretz is Guli Nachrim Ami Chiddushu, Guli Nachrim as well is also a Chiddush. The Kol Nais in Tam Levgam Mutter, because normally in the Parsha of Tam, if something gives a taste into something else, but it's not a taste that improves it, but rather it's a taste that's to the detriment of the thing that it gave a taste to, it ruins it by giving such a taste. So that taste is okay. If you have, let's say, a mouse that gives taste into food, a bug that ruins the item, it doesn't. We don't say that it's also because it has a tam of that sherry, it's a tam of that non-kosher thing. So blias that sit in a pot after they sit there overnight, it's nice tam of gum. The tam is a bad taste. It doesn't improve it. Adarab, it works to the detriment of the food. It gives a bad taste to the food. Now, how do we know that Noisa Tavav Gam is normally Mutter? The Gamrin and Nevela, because we learn from Nevela, the Torah says by Nevela, like we had earlier, don't eat a Nevela, rather give it to Ger Taishev to eat. So we dash in only a Nevela that people would want to eat, that's when it's Usur. But if it has a bad taste, then it's not Usur. So Chazal derived from there, not only does a Nevela that it itself is spoiled, the nevela itself becomes mutter, but who adin any mixture, if even though it's the mixture is still edible, but if what the nevela added to the mixture is just making it worse and not making it better, not improving it, so then included in that, so no person would normally do that, and therefore the nevela doesn't add to the mixture. V'hachol, whereas over here also, the tam, which is nice and tam of gam, does aser. So again, it's a chiddush. Over here it's taka chiddush and chumrah. So therefore you can't learn tam keker from Gula Nachum to everywhere else, Rebbe Kiva. So how could Rebbe Kiva learn from Gula Nachum? So he'll tell you, because Rebbe Kiva b'reid Rebbe Huna, like Rebbe Kiva b'reid Rebbe Huna said, the amar le'yazor tera le'bikdei Rebbas Yuma, and the chanami, the whole parsha of Hekshra Kalim that the Torah said by Kli Midyan wasn't said from pots that already sat overnight, that the last time they cooked was 24 hours ago. Because Enechanami, those pots anyway are mutter, it's nice and tamlogam. It's talking about a pot that day, the guy cooked with it in the morning, his bacon, and now in that afternoon you want to cook with the same pot, so it didn't yet have a chance to be nice and tamlogam. And that's when the Torah says, if you want to use the pot on that very day, you have to kasher it. Enechanami, midarais, if you want to leave it over to the next day, you wouldn't have to kasher it. Therefore, hilkach lav nice and tamlogamu. Therefore, it's takanat nezen dam of gam, and that's why he says Rabbi Kiva can learn tam keker out of gilu nachrim. Rabbanon, on that Rabbanon answer back, and they were bazuma, even a pot that was used that day to cook treif, nami le'yashad le'pag mupurta. It's not very nezen dam of gam, but it's at least a little bit lefgam, and that's where the machlekes lies. Rabbi Kiva says that little bit, a keli that's a bazuma, is not considered nezen dam of gam. Therefore, it's not a chiddush. And that's why you could use Geulei Nochrim as the source for Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Rabbanon disagree. The Rabbanon say that even on a fresh pot, because there's bleas in the wall or whatnot, there is at least a little bit of Nais and Tam of Gam. And that's already enough to say Geulei Nochrim is a Chiddush. So at the end of the day, the two potential sources for Nais and Tam of Gam, Basar V'Chalav and Geulei Nochrim, are both a Chiddush. You can't learn from either one. So the only way you could learn Tam Keiker is from Nazir, and that's why the Mishras of Nazir has to teach us Tam Keiker and not Heter Mitzvah Leser. Amalei Reb Acha Bereder Reb Avia Reb Ashi. Reb Acha Bereder Reb Avia asked Reb Ashi, Midrabanan Nisrael Reb Kiva. We should, from what the Rabbanan say, we should say the same thing according to Reb Kiva. Don't Rabbanan say Mishras Litin Tam Kikr, that what do you do from the Pasuk of Mishras? We teach from Mishras that Tam Kikr. And then we say, Mikana Talamed L'chol Yisroel Shebet Torah. Once the Torah told us by Nazir, there's a Yisoid called Tam Kikr, then we learn from Nazir to call it Torah Kula, and Hu Adin B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's something called Tam Kikr. So Rebbe Kiva Nami, so the Rebbe Kiva as well, Mishras Lehetem Mitzvah Leser, that Rebbe Kiva learns from Mishras Hetem Mitzvah Leser, why don't we say the same thing? Mikan HaTadon L'chol Yisroel Shebet Torah. I mean, Rebbe Yechanan started off the sugya by saying, B'chol HaTorah Kula, you don't say Hetem Mitzvah Leser, that's the by Nazir, where the Torah says Mishras, that's where you say Hetem Mitzvah for the Nazir, meaning Nazir is the exception to the rule. Why is Nazir an exception to the rule? The same way that according to Rabbanon, that Mishras means Tam Ke'ikir, Nazir is not an exception, rather it's the source for Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula learned from Nazir that there's something called Tam Ke'ikir. So who are then according to Rebbe Kiva that Mishras means Hetem Mitzvah Leser? Why don't we say the same thing? Let Nazir teach Kol HaTorah Kula. Then now that the Torah was Megala, that taught us by Nazir that you have Hetem Mitzvah Leser, so what in the Chol HaTorah Kula, you should have Hetem Mitzvah Leser. So Amalei, he answered him, Mishum Davi Nazir V'chatash Neksuvim Abayim Ke'echad V'eim Alamdin, because we have two times that the Torah said Hetem Mitzvah Leser. Nazir, which is the one we just mentioned, and also Chatos. The Gemara, we won't get into it now. Tomorrow's Gemara will explain where we see this. But the rule by Chatas is, if you take a piece of meat of a carbon and you cook it with another piece of meat that's not a carbon, and it absorbs one from the other. So not only if it absorbs a kazayas that you have tam kia ikker, is the other piece of meat asr, but even if it only absorbs a half a zayas, but together you have hetter mitzalaf leiser, over there as well it will be asr. And the same way that you say between a carbon and meat that's not a carbon, who are dealing with a chomer dikker carbon and a kula dikker carbon, for example, you have a chatos, which is kashi kashim, and you cook it together with a shlamim, that's kashi kalim, so now the entire mixture is going to get the chomers of the chatos, and example, to be it's only in for a day and a night as opposed to 2 days and one night. But bottom line, the Torah told us this concept of hetter mitzalaf leiser two times, once by nazir and once by chatos. And the rule is, like we had many times, the Torah had to say the same chiddush twice. Why did I have to say it twice? Just say it once and learn from there to everywhere else. Must be the Torah is coming to tell us, it's dafka in these two places, and I don't want you to learn from here to anywhere else. So the reason why, according to Rabbi Kiva, you won't learn to call a Torah kula is because it's shnei ksuvim abayim keichad. Mashenkin according to Rabbanan that it's coming for tam keikar. It's not shnei ksuvim abayim keichad because the Torah only told it to us one time. That's not a chiddush. The other two times you can't ask from them because those are our chiddushim. But it only told it to us one time. That's not a chiddush, which is by nazir, and therefore you have a right to learn from nazir to call a Torah kula. Okay.